I'm just going to play the last of the interviews then that we recorded last week at the protests outside the Dublin City Council meeting here at the Civic Offices. This is the staff from Jigsaw.
Also at this protest here outside the Civic Offices in Bunratty Road are the management and the staff from the Jigsaw Creche. With me now is Kelda Barnes from Jigsaw. Hiya, Kelda. What's going on for you up there?
Hiya. Well, for the last 6 months, we've been campaigning, trying to get additional funds for the centre to keep it open and to make sure that we are living up to the government's promise of quality, affordable childcare for children. We asked if we could get an additional 200,000 and 100,000 to get us going. We were told no. We have since been fighting and so forth to try and secure that we have a sustainable model in September moving forward. We've now built that sustainable model. We're ready to go. It includes drastic cuts for staff. There will be staff redundancies. There will be staff pay cuts. It includes fee increases for parents. But the one thing that we have said that we cannot do is close for the month of August. And at this stage, that's all we are asking for help for, that we get a small amount of money, 100,000, which when you're looking at everything else that is going on in the government and everything today, it's nothing in comparison to others. But we need that funding to keep us going, to keep 99 jobs secure, to keep 260 children in their quality creche, and to make sure that we are living up to a promise that parents should be entitled to work and they should be entitled to know that their children are safe in a quality childcare service. That's what we do.
So am I correct in understanding you when you say that you were promised help, but the stipulations were to increase fees and to cut staff?
Yes, that's our help. Our help was that they supported in building a sustainable model where the staff were cut, that staff had pay decreases, that there were redundancies within the centre, that the parents' fees would be hiked up again. So that was the help that we got. The help has not been funding at all, and we were told that, you know, the end of it is that it is a business. But to me, it's a childcare business.
Absolutely.
And I'm very sorry, but children have to be the number one thing here. To close a centre for the month of August when you have babies just settling and when you have toddlers and so forth, we're the only service in the area that actually is the size that we are and that caters for all age groups, that doesn't close and so forth for the summer. That means an awful lot to the people of the community. 76% of our 260 children, their parents are in work or training, and they do pay a fee. It's 145 at the moment, their fee per week. They do pay a fee to come to our service. They're willing to increase the fees because they know that that enables them to go to work. It would be really nice to think that the government and the Minister for Children, we have asked if he would come out and visit. We've asked the previous two Minister for Children to come out and visit. None of them have come to us yet. We have been told that he has taken our invitation, but we have yet got a date for him to come out. It would be really nice to see that they really are actually catering for the children of today.
So where you are now, I mean, we're at what? It's the 21st of July now, so yeah. The clock is ticking, really.
The clock is ticking big time. We have met with our parents and we met with our staff and we said that our money runs out at the end of the first week of August. Now, we are doing a huge fundraising campaign because we can see the commercial side of it as well, that if you close your service, well, then it's very hard to reopen at the other end. So we need an input of funding. And at the moment, that funding is coming from the public. It's coming from businesses. We have people from Avalon, one of the companies, doing a triathlon there at the weekend. They raised over 7,500 for the centre. That's what's coming in. The government are turning around and saying it's our decision to close. It's not our decision to close. We want to keep the centre open, but we need their help.
You need help. Mm. So, and basically, as you say, if you close your doors for 3 or 4 weeks, you're putting parents, first off, under severe pressure, and they may well be forced into finding alternative arrangements, which then, come September, you have a problem.
Yeah, absolutely. No, they're going to have to look elsewhere. The other thing is, like, you're literally putting all our staff team out in the dole for those number of weeks. And to be fair, they all have mortgages, they've had rent to pay, they've cars to pay for, they've everything else that everybody else in society pays for too. And to suddenly give them 2 weeks' warning that their jobs are actually going for a month isn't fair. These people have stood by us throughout this entire thing. And have stayed by us as a staff team and have stayed there for the children. They deserve better than that, and we believe that they deserve better than that. So, yeah, at the moment, that's where we're standing.
So, yeah, hopefully, as you stand now, as you say, on the 21st of July, you're fingers crossed that hopefully between now and the first week in August, you'll get something that will help you to stay open. Otherwise, it's going to be hardship for a lot of people.
Yeah, I would hope. I was told there recently that the problem is that lots of other community organisations are in the same boat. But I think people have to stand up and say, yes, lots of places are in the community, that we are having serious funding problems and so forth. But somebody has to stand up and say that that's not right. And we have stood up and said, it isn't right. It's not okay for children. It's not okay for the community. And I think it's okay for us to actually turn to the government and say, do you know something? You have to stand up and say, it's not okay too. So we'd really appreciate their support at this stage. We need their support. The whole thing that we can do this on our own, we can't. We have said that since March this year. We said it before that when each cut came into play that this at some stage would come to a forefront. It has now. And I would be very hopeful that we have a new Minister for Children. Let him stand there and actually do that. Yeah.
Okay, Kelda Barnes from Jigsaw Creche in Darndale, thanks very much for talking to us.
Thank you.